Mikey Carl's Twitter bio paints a picture of a very busy man. It says that he's the Rock City music columnist for the Herald Sun in Melbourne, a DJ slash trivia host. And when he's not doing all that, let's just say he's a very close friend of Hawker, the official mascot for the AFL team Hawthorn. Mikey tweets at Joey Lightbulb and joins me for my feed. First of all, why Joey Lightbulb?
Simple answer. I was running for Impress and then I got the job at the Herald. By the way, hello listeners. I got the job at the Herald Sun and I wanted to keep writing for Impress as a music critic, and I was told I could not use my real name. And so I was suggested Johnny Cigarette via the editor, and I said, what about Genie Arse? He said, that's terrible, because it was. So we settled on Joey Lightbulb. Just had a bit of a lightbulb moment on that one.
Look at you with your two identities. You're reviewing for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival at the moment. Is the humour translating to 140 characters? How's it going on Twitter?
It's a real challenge, but you just, with a review, I usually write sort of 300. Sometimes I did a Sam Simmons one, which went up to 800, which is quite inflammatory, and it sort of dealt with our frenemy relationship. So with Twitter, you know, you just give them a little bit of a tease, bring them in, and then flesh it out properly in a review.
Now, you've chosen the trailer for the first ever Star Wars spin-off movie, Rogue One, which dropped late yesterday. Let's just have a listen to a snippet.
State your name for the record.
Jen Erso.
Forgery of Imperial documents. Possession of stolen property. Aggravated assault. Resisting arrest.
On your own from the age of 15. Reckless, aggressive, and undisciplined.
This is a rebellion, isn't it? I rebel.
This trailer is breaking the internet today. Why
Snapping
are you so excited?
Because finally we're getting some genuine female leads who are kicking ass and taking names. And it's so refreshing.
Some blokes on Twitter seem to be a
Hang
little...
on, blokes on Twitter outraged over feminism? What the hell? Sorry to butt in, PK.
No, that was good. That was good. They're a little upset that the main protagonist is a woman, or I don't know, I think that's why they're upset. Please tell me, why are they upset?
They are upset because the main protagonist is a woman.
Is that really why they're upset, for real?
Yep, and they just want more of the kind of traditional Luke Skywalker, you know, Han Solo, gung-ho heroes to really bring it home for them, and you know, so they can project and feel like these kind of heroes. I mean, we're still in an age where the last Star Wars film that came out, The Force Awakens, there was no merchandise for the lead character, for the
Look,
female lead
I
character.
I have banged on about this for a long time now. I couldn't find any Rays for my daughter, and we were crying in the aisles of Kmart, crying.
It's a melancholy scene, and it's yet another reason why this new trailer and this new standalone Rogue One film from Star Wars is going to be great. I mean, whether or not it's great or not, we'll see. But having this female lead character is bloody great.
Now, next up, you've chosen an article about a couple doing a comedy festival show who've been before. I think they're performing while going through a divorce. Is that right?
Yeah,
that's interesting.
They basically decided that they would get divorced, I think, after 6 years of marriage. One had a burlesque background and sort of her name's Gypsy Wood, and Asher Trelevin, a bit more of a magical background, both comedians. Anyway, the day they decided to get a divorce, the next day they went into rehearsal for this show, Peter and Bambi Heaven, The Magic Inside, getting rave reviews. People are loving it. And yeah, behind the scenes they are splintering, but keeping it amicable, but obviously getting it all
so
officially.
Why did you choose this? Are you just completely entranced by the fact that off stage? Mm.
It's a great story.
It's the War of the Roses.
Yeah. Oh, it's not quite the War of the Roses. They are getting along. There's probably been some very testing moments. My colleague Cameron Adams picked up on the story when he was reading the Twitter feed. Gypsy saying, what a weird thing to do with your husband as you break up with him, performing a show at Roxanne every night. So, yeah, I mean, it obviously makes for some excellent tension on stage.
Do you think
well.
That's bringing people in?
I think now it is, especially because...
So are they tricking us? Are they going to get together at the end?
That would be something else. That would be great. The answer is no. But you need to stand out at this comedy festival. There are that many shows. This guy I saw the other night, very funny, Guy Montgomery from New Zealand. He said, please tell your friends because I'm hemorrhaging money from my eyeballs.
Did he?
Yeah. Aww. And it was very kind of sweet the way he said it, very genuine. But
do you think
a lot
it's
of people,
too busy?
This is the first year, actually, PK, where there's been less shows than the previous year, which is it's smart because you know, there's a lot of people playing to two or three people in the audience.
It's overwhelming. The choice is overwhelming. I mean this as a consumer.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's why you've really got to keep up with the Herald. Just people you trust, opinions
telling
opinions
you, what might be good to watch.
The amount of people that have contacted me out of the blue in the last few weeks, it happens every year. And it's really nice that people sort of come to me and say, hey, what should I see? I'm sending 8 people to 4 different shows tonight. So, yeah. It's going to be fun. Just a great guy.
You're an all-rounder. You've chosen the latest music video clip from Australian band Olympia. Mm. Let's have a listen to the song Smoke Signals. You're talking now. Brace it. A little bit Blondie, but also a little bit maybe futuristic. I don't know, it's something. Yeah. What appeals to you about this video?
Yeah, but let's just backtrack here. Are you into it? Have you heard the whole song yet?
I haven't heard the whole song. I just heard that bit, and I like it.
Cool.
I don't love it yet, but I don't. But I like it.
My girlfriend doesn't like it.
No.
And I've insisted it's because
she doesn't even like it. I gave you luck.
Yeah.
I gave you luck.
I've not played. We need to play it on a proper sound system and really crank. I'm sure I could convince you how great it is. It's very similar to the Chemical Brothers song "Let Forever Be," which was a banging hit. Some of the same kind of sitar-y sounds in the background. The film clip is very similar to that as well. So I feel like the director of the clip, Alex Smith, who used a Sony tube camera from 1982 and sort of lovingly stitched it together. It's basically just her done. I guess there was a Kylie Minogue film clip a few years ago where it's just the same scenes, her doing something slightly different, playing guitar, quite almost a bit French, you know, art housey, new wavy kind of vibe. But she's honestly just got something about her. I know she's going to be absolutely massive, and I reckon this is one of the best songs of the year.
Olympia.
Mm.
Mikey, Carl, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you in here, and you've cracked me up, and I think that's just a good thing on a Friday.
Result.
Among other things, he's a music journalist for the Herald Sun's hit section. He tweets at Joey Lightbulb. Follow him. Give it a go.